I'm Regina Lewis, AOL Consumer Advisor. I'm with AOL. And we're going to be talking about something on AOL.com.
We're here today to talk about the Military Families Initiative to help returning veterans make a smoother transition from the military into a civilian life. Tell me, first of all, what you understand about the White House's Military Families Initiative.
Well, I think they're going to pull out all the stops, and I think Dr. Jill Biden said it very well when she said, we'll know it's working when it becomes just an inherent part of everyone's life. You just instinctively think about the military and about doing something to support them, which is an interesting way to look at it. And, of course, job placement and getting the unemployment rate down for returning soldiers and their spouses is of critical importance because it's even higher, their unemployment rates, than the national average.
Do you have any idea of the situation? Do you have any numbers there?
Sure. Well, actually, since January, it's been as high as 15%. Most of the estimates now are that the unemployment rate for returning soldiers is roughly 11%. When you look at military spouses, that's an interesting group. On average, they move every 2.9 years. So they feel like they're perpetually starting over career-wise. And those unemployed spouses, mostly women, 8.4% of them are unemployed and looking for work, and that compares to roughly about 5.3% of civilian wives.
It's really a disgrace when you think of all they have given to this country and then to come back and not really have the resources or the help that they need, isn't it?
I think that it's really smart of the White House to make everyone mindful of it, including people who are doing the employing. So when you look at what Sears and Sam's Club and several other companies are now doing, Siemens is saying they're going to hold 10% of their jobs for military workers. And then on the Sears and Sam's Club side, they're saying for military spouses, if you have to get transferred, which is considered voluntary, so they don't qualify for things like unemployment insurance, we're going to try to make sure that we have a job for you on the other end. And on AOL side, on AOL.com, we're linking to a jobs hub where we have all kinds of resources from all of our editors with tips and resume makeovers, because there's a lot of things that the folks that have spent so much time in the military can do to make that transition a little bit easier and more seamless for the employer. So they understand that if you were on the front lines, maybe that means you were in charge of millions of dollars worth of inventory in the form of ammunition. But when you say in charge of millions of dollars of inventory, people get that.
Yeah, yeah. Now, if a veteran wants to go on AOL, how will they navigate that and how will they find what they need?
Great question. Anyone can go to AOL.com or AOL.com/jobs, and you will see all the information right there. It's right on the front screen. The other thing that anyone not in the military, just any American, can do is if you go to the front screen of AOL.com, we have something called military badges. They're the equivalent of I support the troops bumper stickers that you might have had on your car years ago. And for everyone who downloads those, and thousands of people already have, There's five of them for every branch of the military plus one general. I support military families. We're donating $1 to Hire Heroes, which is an organization that helps with career placement for returning soldiers. So hopefully that will make a dent. Many, many other companies are involved in organizations. I think the White House and First Lady Obama in particular are going to treat this much like they did childhood obesity. They're going to stay on the case, stay on the story, and hopefully really raise awareness.
Now, what can we do if we have a friend or a family member who is a returning vet?
You know, a couple of things. I think, one, they say small gestures really go a long way. So little things, especially if they haven't returned yet, mowing the lawn, taking care of the kids. And I think being part of their network and recognizing their skills, the resilience that goes into being part of a military family. So we all, I think, are trying to keep our eyes and ears out for job opportunities for families. We should especially be doing that for military families.
That's fabulous. You are great. Anything else you want to add so we can get this on the air?
No, I mean, I sincerely hope it works. I think it's interesting to think about the military spouses angle. When I speak with people, that is a group that is so often overlooked and the challenges they face. Because when they move, more often than not, they live off base and they're facing all the same challenges. So they never really get career traction. They don't get experience at one company that a lot of employers look at now. So imagine just perpetually feeling like you're starting over. Pretty challenging. And if you're a nurse or a teacher, your accreditation doesn't necessarily transfer to a new state. It's a pretty uphill battle.